Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coppola, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Rev Ciancio, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, Rev is sharing his new store playbook.
Oh man, the new store playbook. We don't have enough time in one episode to go through everything, but here's a couple of key moves when you're opening a new store. Number one, you've probably heard me say this on almost every episode, is update your listings, right? If you have not yet claimed your Google, claimed your Yelp, claimed your TripAdvisor, you want to do that as far in advance of opening as you possibly can because you want to rank for search. Because here's the thing, you're going to spend money on PR, you're going to spend money on ads, you're going to spend time and effort on influencer marketing. You're going to do all these marketing moves. Well, if somebody goes to Google or Bing or Yahoo and they can't find your restaurant or they don't know when your hours are, you have a leaky bucket, right? So number one, when my partners called me and said, do you want to be a part of Handcraft Burger and Brew? Literally the first thing I did was go set up our listings. Even before I set up a social media profile, I wanted to make sure that we were searchable because I wanted to complete the customer journey. So that's the first thing you got to do is manage your listings. Now, here's a cool move for getting guests in, and I think you'll love this one, Josh. Go run a Facebook ads campaign, Facebook and Instagram ads campaign that offers people a VIP free tasting, okay? Now use a landing page so they can't just walk in. They have to click the ad, and then they got to fill out a form, their name, their phone number, their email address, whatever you need to collect. Maybe it's 10 seats, four seatings, the first 3 days you're opening, and invite those people to come in and try your food. Here's the thing. You're going to test the system a little bit, right? We want to test our system to make sure it works. The people that click on that ad are likely the people who are most excited about new restaurants. They're going to tell their friends. They're going to post pictures of social media, but also you're growing your database. You're getting guests into your email newsletter. And the thing is, you can get them talking and moving right away. So you sort of like front load word of mouth by doing that. So those are a couple of really cool moves that you could do for your new store. And otherwise, I would definitely spend money on advertising. Get the word out about your restaurant.
I think another question that this conversation begs is, when do you start marketing your restaurant? And I would argue the day that you decide to open a new restaurant is the day you start marketing that restaurant. Would you agree?
Yeah. When we first opened my bar back in 2010, wow, that seems like a lifetime ago, we actually launched our Facebook page probably almost 8 months before our doors were open. And we did exactly what we thought you would do. Here's a picture of we got the keys. Here's a picture of we demoed the bar. Hey, we're looking at which beer glass should we use? Like, just stoke curiosity. And even if the only people that follow you on social media before you open are like your friends or family, it doesn't matter. They're going to be your first guests anyway. Stoke the fire. Like, yeah, I would start marketing the day like you sign the lease or the day you're ready to go, or document the whole process. Marketing starts the minute the business is real.
I've got to tell you, if I could do it all over again, this is exactly how I would do it. I would announce that I've decided I'm going to open a new restaurant. I would announce the area I'm going to open it in. I would already have a name picked out, and I would create the social media handles for that particular concept. I would tag that new Instagram account in every post that I made related to the restaurant. And I would go through everything, the wins, the losses. I mean, you could do a daily vlog through Instagram that just charts the wins, the losses. This thing is over time. This thing is over budget. We're checking out different menu items. We're visiting Nashville to get inspired on this and that. It is endless content. And I think it provides two benefits. One is that you'll breed awareness, which is great. And we talked about this in the very first episode of this season. Most restaurateurs aren't great at marketing. And it's one of those things that if you want to get great at it, you've got to put the reps in. And so before your restaurant opens, when the stakes are incredibly low, you have the opportunity to day after day after day hone your voice, hone your message, and hone your skill in conveying that message to the masses. You'll also figure out what resonates and what doesn't. You put a ton of media out there. I put a ton of media out there myself. And I can tell you, what I say and the way that I say it today is very different than the way it was 18 months ago.
Yeah, it's all about storytelling. And you don't have to be Dr. Seuss, right? Hey, we got a new sink today. It's a story. We tested DoorDash and they delivered our food cold. It's a story. You don't have to be a master storyteller to share what's happening.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.